Shir number 6. We're continuing in the Chayvus HaLevavos. And he continues and says, V'achas HaTayala Shel HaBitachon LaAvodas Hashem Hi. And another one of the Tayalas that a Baal HaBitachon has, and this is the second one that we enumerated in the beginning of this Shar, and that is that he has the freedom to do what's right. Shabbatach belikim mevi oisei bitchoine al Hashem shelo yavilu zulosei. That bitachon that he has on HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes him that he doesn't really work for other people. V'shelo yisles tikvosei ba'anoshim. It means he's not subordinate to other people. He doesn't put all of his hope in people. And he's not looking forward, and he's not yearning for the help of others. So, what does that mean? Obviously, he is dependent to a degree on other people, but where is his true bitachon? Where is his true reliance? Is it on that person, or is it on the Rabbeinu Shalom? What's the nafkamina? He doesn't serve them in order to find favor in their eyes. Meaning, perhaps to do things that are not correct in Ashkafa or in Halacha. V'lo yachnif lahem. And he doesn't flatter them. V'lo yaskim l'dayta midvarm ha-menugadum la'avodas alikim. A person who has someone that he relies on, and if he thinks that everything that he's going to get is through that person, so his nature is that if the boss asks him to do things which perhaps he's not comfortable with, from a frumkeit aspect, from a hashkafa aspect, from a tznius aspect, from a halacha aspect, however, he rationalizes to himself, listen, the boss could fire me any day, I need the parnasa, and I need his help, and therefore I have to flatter him, even though he's perhaps doing things that are incorrect, or bechlal, over-flattering a person is not a good thing. V'lo yaskim l'daitam, he won't agree to them, b'dvarim ha-menugadim la'avodas alikim, in things, in matters that go against his principles of life and avodas Hashem. V'lo yifachen mehem penyasu l'ira, he's not afraid, he doesn't fear that maybe they could do something to him. V'lo yira mehem yamiriv itay, and he doesn't fear if they start arguing and fighting with him, because he doesn't want to give in, and he doesn't want to dance to their tune, or dance to what they want him to do. A person has to be mishtadel, has to try his hardest, with all of his ability, to realize that he's not dependent on these people, so he shouldn't have to go out of his way to honor them. Again, this is a very tricky balance here, because on one hand, the person has to have hakaras hatayiv to the people who help him out, and a person does have to shtel tzu to what the system is. He can't just walk in and say, I'm etech b'Hashem, and I'm going to do what I want, and I'm not going to listen, and I'm not going to follow protocol. Avad, the person has to do that. It's belave. Belave, a person has to come to that hakara that yes, this person, this boss, this business is the conduit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send me by Parnasa, but I don't have to do things that are extraordinary and perhaps borderline on gray areas or borderline on wrong or just plain wrong, because if not, I'm afraid that I won't have what I need. V'im yivayish eisam b'teichachtoi lo yisvayish mehem. And if he has to give them rebuke that they're doing something wrong, so he shouldn't be embarrassed. And he shouldn't pervert the truth because he wants to flatter them. Like Yeshaya Anovi says, V'Hashem Elikim Yazerli, Hashem is the one who helps me. Alkein lo nichlamti, therefore I wasn't embarrassed. I put my face like a rock, and I know, because I'm not embarrassed. I won't be embarrassed, because I know I'm doing what's right, because I'm Beitech B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He'll help me. V'nemar, another pasuk in Yechezkel, Al tira mehem u'midivreyem al tira, don't fear them and don't fear their words. V'nemar, The next, the pasuk continues, "Midivrei amaltiro mipneim altechas, v'nemer altiro mipneim, v'nemer altechas mipneim, v'nemer kishamer chazuk mitzar nasati mitzrecha loisira meim loisichas mipneim." So, Kodesh Baruch Hu, numerous psukim here with Yechezkel and Yirmiyah and even Yeshaya are telling a person that if a person is a true beitech b'Kodesh Baruch Hu, he does the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he follows the ratzon of Hashem, and he doesn't do things that are averus, and he doesn't keep quiet when things are dishonest, and he doesn't have to flatter, he doesn't have to laugh at somebody's dirty jokes, his boss's dirty jokes, or inappropriate comments. We look around at the world today, and we see all the secrets that are emerging now of people who abuse their power, and unfortunately the employees who were subservient to these people, who what they put up with, and it's ma'asim b'chol yom, unfortunately, in all aspects, and it's not only amongst Goyim, unfortunately amongst Yidin as well. There's the concept of people who are doing things dishonestly and people who are complicit with it. It happens unfortunately often. Things that are sheker, things that are end up being a chil Hashem, and everyone wants to know, what happened to everybody? What happened to everybody? Well, how come people just didn't realize? No, everybody machnish visende, because they say, everybody kept quiet. Why? Because everybody was nervous about saying anything. I'm chas v'shalom not judging anyone, and none of us are judging anyone. And anyone who is in such a position, chas v'shalom, nobody is judging them. It's a meridik nisayin. We're trying to bring out in the Shara Bitachin and the Chayvus Halavavus ideas that we should think about, and that's why we have the shiurim only 4 times a week to chazer over and think about the things that we've talked about and try to let it sink into our being and try to see where we could practice it in our daily lives. Every person in his situation, no matter what situation a person is in, these nisyonos come up. And a person, when he works on his bitachon, and he realizes that he's beitech b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he does what's right, he can never lose. Because the boss, or the person, whoever it is, in the power position, is not really the one who's providing for him. If he's a truly reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that by doing what's right, he can never really lose. It might look like, temporarily, he loses his job, he loses this, he loses that, but deep down, the true Baiteach, and this is something, like we're saying, is an Avaida, and something to strive for. A true Baiteach realizes that this person is obviously not my pipeline for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me the Parnasa and the Taivas that he wants to give me. This doesn't take away from the fact, again, that a person has to shtelzu, and he has to have Hakaras HaTayv for those who do provide for him and give him a job and help him and provide for his paycheck and work hard to make sure that paycheck exists. And that doesn't mean the boss can't be demanding and you have to live up to your responsibilities vis-a-vis the situation you're in. But then when it comes to these things that are staring your avodas ha'alikim, which are a stira to your avodas Hashem, that's where the Baal Bitachon kicks in, and a person says, and the Rabbeinu Shalom says, "Loisira mehem, al teichas mipneihem."